From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. We got a great show for you today. We have one of my favorite authors, Michael Lewis. He's the author of The Blind Side and Moneyball, among other books. He'll be joining us later. But first, this is our first show since America, as we know it, came to an end. So a couple of programming notes. Originally, we were told just to play an hour of patriotic music, but then our local commissar informed us we'd be allowed to spend the hour praising our great leader. Thankfully, though, we were able to convince our commissar that we are, in fact, Car Talk. So we are going to make dumb jokes like we normally do. And I hope Tom and Ray enjoy the re-education camp. Help us subvert the revolution. Give us a call, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, Peter. This is Jeff Pearson from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hey, how are things in Lincoln?
Well, it's that weird time of year when, you know, it can be 60 degrees one day and snow the next day. So we're hoping the snow is done for good, though.
And you enjoy the Nebraska lifestyle?
It's the good life, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know if the words Nebraska and lifestyle have ever been said before. I'm glad to do it. Well, welcome to the show, Jeff. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to an author and a humorist who will be hosting a spell check, a spelling bee for grown-ups, on April 3rd at the Latches Theater in Brattleboro, Vermont, Mr. Tom Baudet.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Tom.
Next is one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column is Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Jeff.
And joining our panel for the first time, an alum of Second City and Mad TV, an actor, comedian, and writer, Mr. Keegan Michael Key.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Keegan.
Jeff, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle, of course, is going to recreate for you dramatically, three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Here is your first quote.
This is a big bleeping deal.
That was Vice President Joe Biden, who did not, by the way, say bleepin'. He was eloquently describing what big bill?
The passage of the health care bill.
Exactly right. In all the joy, yep. In all the joy and excitement at the White House about having passed this huge legislative deal, someone forgot to lock the Joe Biden enclosure. So he escaped, and his motto, delivered to the president, too near a live mic, is now enshrined in history. As many observed this week, FDR became known for the New Deal. Truman, the square deal, and the Obama administration will be known for the big bleepin' deal.
Well, you know, I think it's really, it's kind of time, I think, to decriminalize that word.
But that's the fun of it.
Well,
Tom.
I know. I mean, everybody uses it. My 4-year-old uses it.
Right. So,
and Tom, I know, I got in big trouble for that. But.
And you know, Tom, we have decriminalized that word in California, and everybody's been using it, and I think we're all healthier, and I don't have glaucoma anymore.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I use that word so much.
You need a prescription, though.
Yes, you do. You do need a prescription.
Purposes, mm-hmm. To relieve pressure. It was funny, though, to see the Democrats. They looked so disoriented. And lost. They'd never won anything before.
Yeah.
They all look like dogs who had finally caught the car. And Obama, as you know, I mean, he managed to get this done against pretty steep odds. Nobody thought he could do it. He's feeling a little cocky, maybe not to a good end. This week, for example, he invited some terrorists to the Rose Garden just to pal around. He put up a framed copy of his Kenyan birth certificate. Like, yeah. And in a gesture of bipartisanship, he invited congressional Republicans over to watch Michelle's Kill Whitey video. Let's, for our next quote, let's go to the floor of the House of Representatives. This was late Sunday night.
Hell no, you can't.
That was a leader of a group of people who were rather unhappy this week. Who?
The Republicans.
Yes, indeed. That's right. That was John Boehner, of course, the minority leader in the House. He, of course, is mainly mad because one of the health care law provisions that goes into effect this summer is the 10% tax on tanning salons. He was furious. He was on the floor. He was light orange with rage. Well, let me ask you this. The Republicans now say they're going to repeal this. Repeal and replace. Repeal. You think they're going to actually pull that off?
I think they are overestimating the attention span of the American public.
Really? What we're back to the final season of Lost. Right. The hell with it.
We're talking, what, 6 months?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I think the American public learned more about civics and government in the last month than they ever cared to know. And I think that actually, you know, tyranny is looking pretty good from here.
I mean, the Republicans do look to me like they're a little bit in denial. In fact, you have to wonder if they're going to go through their own version of, you know, Kubler-Ross's famous stages of grief. they've gone from denial into anger, and then into more anger, and then vivid anger, and then really, really angry anger. We're kind of hoping they'll get to depression soon, when they just lie around the House chamber watching TV in their sweatpants. instead of voting yay or nay, they'll vote meh. All right, let's leave healthcare behind. And now for your last story, we're going to turn to one we didn't know if you heard about. It wasn't a huge story, but it did affect us in the news business. Here's your last quote.
And so we remember Wednesday, March 24th, 2010, as the day every English-speaking student failed their research papers.
That was a blogger marking a sad day, the day this week when what website crashed?
YouTube.
Not YouTube. Although YouTube did go down, but this was something...
Oh, Wikipedia.
Wikipedia went down, yeah. Oh. For a couple of hours on Wednesday, the wiki world stood still. College students working on term papers had to plagiarize their own thoughts. All of us confronted the dreaded file not found page when we went to Wikipedia on Wednesday. We didn't know what to do. Where else do people go for knowledge these days? Some of us took down... you know, paper encyclopedias like that Encyclopedia Britannica, but it didn't even have an entry for mating rituals among the Na'vi in Avatar. And the other thing about that paper thing is when you click on the bold words, nothing happens. By the way, Wikipedia did go back up for the end of the day, and by the way, the Na'vi mating ritual is called Shahailu, just so you know.
Shahailu.
Oh, who knew they were Jewish?
Who knew, yeah.
Funny, they don't look Jewish.
I know. Bluish,
yes.
No Shahailu tonight, I have a headache. Sorry. Or whatever that tail thing is, that
ache. Whatever, yes.
Okay. Carl, how did Jeff do in our quiz?
Jeff, you had a great game. 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done, Jeff. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.